thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening on the introduction to the Queen Salon Call. My name is Catherine Jalliman, and Fiona Nagel is also going to be leading this call. We're going to be leading this call together. And I wanted to, although this is an introductory call, I wanted to set an intention for all of us that since it is a gathering of queens, that each of us walks away from the call at the end of the call feeling more full, our tanks fuller, more balanced, more grounded. So that's our intention and our wish for each of you this evening. Thank you so much for joining us. And just to kind of be present and be more grounded in the energy of the queen, since that's what we'll be talking about this evening, the queen salons, if everyone could just take a breath or two and take some space from whatever you were doing prior to getting on this call with us. Just being present, if you want to say a quality or two, you can do that. And what we'd like to do first is we're going to be introducing ourselves. So this is Catherine, and I've been leading the Queen course, Celebrating Women Regarding Ecstasy and Power, or now it's known as the Queen's Code for Life, for 10 years now. And I also lead Celebrating Men Satisfying Women, the Queen's Code, now known as. And together with Allison and Leslie Rice and Gilda Matthews, we co-created the Queen 2 course, and now I co-lead it with Allison. And how do we mute?
Shall we mute everybody?
Yeah. Do you know how to do that, Fiona?
I am doing that now.
Okay, great. Thank you. So feel free to clunk around if you're making dinner or settling into the call, and then we'll unmute you when it's time for questions and comments. So also I created the doula program at the Queen 2 course with Gilda Matthews and have been training the doulas since its inception. And recently I've created my own workshop called Catherine Jalliman's Queen Goddess Workshop, and the first one's going to be held in June 21st and 22nd in LA. And I'm really excited about that, just another expansion of connecting to the queen. Also, I'm a painter and I've exhibited and sold my paintings around the world, and painting, for me, it's one of my biggest tank fillers. Just a personal thing, too, I've lived in many different countries around the world, and currently I live about an hour north of Manhattan. I live on a hill, and it's in the woods, and living here in nature, that really helps me stay grounded in my noble qualities, which are serenity, grace, beauty, and love. And I'd also like to introduce you to the founder of the Queen Salons, Fiona Nagel. Fiona, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hi, everybody. As Catherine mentioned, I'm Fiona Nagel, and I started the Queen Salons about 4 years ago, and I'll share with you a little bit later about how that came to be. But I live here in Los Angeles, and I'm wearing many hats in my life. I've done a lot of environmental work, specialized in conflict management, and am moving into leadership coaching, specifically looking at authentic leadership and feminine leadership. And what's been really fun for me is how leading the salons for 3 years, and then I passed it off to another lovely lady, and then a couple other ladies, how that experience really helped shape me. And, you know, I was shaping the salons, but they were also shaping me and what I'm up to with my life as I move forward into leadership coaching. So that's been a lot of fun for me. And you'll hear more on the call a little bit about what all that looked like and how things happen and what the salons are like and so forth. But I think I will leave it at that.
Great. Thanks, Fiona.
Welcome.
So the purpose of this call this evening is to give you a sense, an understanding of what a queen salon is. You know, who is it for? Who can attend? What does it look like? What does it feel like? You know, if you were going to attend this Queen Salon, what could you expect? And what exactly happens at a Queen Salon? And the other purpose of this call is to answer any questions you might have about the salons, in case you haven't ever been to one or you haven't really heard about it. So we have space at the end of the call, too, for your questions and in between, too. And it is our intention that by the end of this call that you'll have clarity about the Queen Salons and also that you'll be inspired that if there's one near you that you'd like to attend one. And Fiona, anything you want to say about that or?
No, I think that's it, although okay. I realize that I did not introduce my noble qualities.
I'm sorry, I didn't notice.
I didn't either. Yes, so I am the queen of breath, serenity, groundedness, contentment, and joy.
Thank you. So given that this call is about introducing you to salons, we want to talk about first the purpose of the salons. So what is a salon? So some of the fundamental aspects of the salon are that salons are safe and sacred space where we as a collection, as a community of sister queens, where we meet to support each other in being queens in our everyday life. And this is a really key part about the salons, that we learn with and from each other, that we really honor that each of us is our own source of wisdom and experience. So it's not like we're learning from a teacher. We're learning with and from each other. And the feeling at a salon is that when you're at a salon, at least by the end of it, you'll feel re-energized. You'll feel seen and honored for our greatness, for the queens that we truly are. And then some details about salons. Salons are private and they're casual and they're free of charge. Some salons have a donation box or a love contribution container so people can contribute to, to having it at someone's home or to the tea or goodies that are provided, but it's free of charge. And what the purpose of them is the purpose of the salons is to create support and continuation for what the transformation that occurred at the Queen Course. So what happened and began to blossom at the Queen Course, the salons help support that and continue and expand that. And then also the key part is, you know, they really make it's a safe space and a community space where you can learn from each other so that you can integrate it and apply it to your daily life. Learning from how other women integrate it into their lives, you can get inspired and have more ability to be able to do that. And at the salons, the focus is on being a queen. And there's a topic, and the topics always come back to how to be our best self, how to be our expression of queen. So the Queen Salon is a safe and sacred space for you as a graduate of Celebrating Women, or Queen's Code for Life now, to be supported and nurtured in your daily life. And salons, they're all about you and how you learn and practice and how you embody your noble qualities and your best self. And they're led by a trained facilitator, and she empowers you to learn and grow with and from your sister queens. And the power of the salons is that we're the source of the wisdom and the learning, that we're doing it collaboratively, that we're doing it as a group. Each of us have experiences and insights and different lives that contribute immeasurably to ourselves. And then also when we share them at the salons, it contributes to our sisters. And salons, they meet biweekly or monthly, so either once or twice a month. And at the meetings, we explore and learn and grow, and we refine the queenly practices that we learned in the Queen Course and implement them into our lives. And the result of attending a salon is that we are transforming the way that we relate to ourselves, to each other, to the women that are there, and to the women and men in our lives. And because of that, through the ripple effect, we're continually expanding and shifting as individuals and our families, our workplaces, our communities, all to be more empowered by us being in better shape, by being a bigger expression or a more expansive expression of the Queen, then that empowers the people around us. And we also support true partnerships among women and also between women and men, and utilizing the transformational information of PACS, as well as our own experiences and wisdom. So the effects have been very powerful and very real for the women who've been attending the salons. And in a bit, we have a few women who would like to share, who will share with you about what they've gotten from the salons. So in terms of the purpose of the salons, anything else you'd like to add, Fiona?
No, I think that was great.
Okay, good. So how about the creation story? How did the salons get started?
Well, it actually might be a story that sounds familiar to a lot of ladies on the call. A couple of years after I took the Queen workshop, I met a man, and I really liked him, but as it turns out, we were not a good fit. But I was still trying to twist myself into that pretzel to make us a good fit, and my cave woman and my ideal woman were really running rampant. And I could not access my Queen at all, and I was feeling almost physically ill, because I'd lost myself and I couldn't even recognize myself anymore. And I was feeling very alone and scared, really, because I knew better, but I just couldn't find my Queen. And, you know, my friends who had not done PACS didn't understand what being a Queen was about, and I didn't know very many women from PACS to be able to call on for help. But literally one night, you know, when I was really struggling, I had this dream about setting boundaries around the influence of cave woman and ideal woman. And the next morning when I woke up, it was like divine inspiration. I knew exactly what I needed to do, which was to surround myself with like-minded and like-hearted women so that we could support each other in living our best life. And since I was having trouble finding sister queens, I was going to just have to create a space where we could find each other. And so it ended up being a support group, and we met regularly to explore how we're living as queens, and within 2 weeks, I had my first meeting of the Queen Salons. And that was in April of 2010 in West LA. And what was surprising to me, maybe not so surprising in hindsight, was how quick the response was and how inspired so many women were by this type of forum, because, you know, we'd all felt really excited about being a queen from the workshop, but we didn't know how to manage that Take 10 journey on our own. But now suddenly we had sisters who got us, who had the same vocabulary, the same perspective, and we could learn with each other and play with each other and even cry or grow with each other as we came to understand what it really means to live as a queen every single day. And so for me, ever since that time, I have found that I have not lost my queen again. And I recognize her, and I haven't lost myself anymore. And sometimes when I fall off that throne, because we all do, I actually now have the strength and the tools to climb back on. And when I'm really struggling, I can just call on my sister queens for help. So that's how it all started.
Mm. Well, thanks for being inspired to do that, and for really having the ability and the qualities to make it happen, to manifest it. We're all grateful.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Well, I know we haven't given you a lot of information yet, but we just wanted to check in if we could take a couple of questions. If anyone has a question now, would you please press 1 on your keypad? I don't see any. Oh, there's one. Okay.
Hello?
Two. Linda, you have the mic.
Okay. I just wanted to ask a quick question. I actually took the Queen course when I believe that's what it was called, like maybe many, many years ago, so I'm reviewing it. And I wanted to ask you, can you define what noble qualities are?
Yes, and they're the qualities that are an expression of our unique queen. So a long, long time ago when it was, you know, maybe, I don't know how many years ago you took it, but we would, there's an exercise where you envision if you were a fairy godmother and you could grant people qualities, what would they be? They're the qualities that are our expression of ourself. And they're really important to being able to come back to ourself. So if you're not sure what they are, I'm sure you'll learn about it. That's a big part of what the Queen Course is.
Okay.
So,
okay.
For instance, mine are serenity and grace, beauty and love. They're usually qualities that have things that really matter for us in our life. And I'm sure you'll discover yours. Are you doing it this weekend, Linda?
Yes.
Great, great. Thanks for your question. Does that help?
It's perfect. Yes,
okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
May I add to that?
Oh, sure, Fiona, of course.
Yeah. So one other thing I wanted to offer is that something we talk about a lot in the salons is our noble qualities and how to be grounded in those in different ways and how they show up in our lives in different ways. So they're a very good place to remember and refresh and reconnect with your noble qualities too.
Fiona. And Catherine, you have the mic.
Catherine McLeod.
Hi. Thanks for doing this call.
You're welcome. Thanks for being on it.
You bet. I have a couple questions. One is, can you tell us a little bit about what's involved in the training? And you may or may not be do that all tonight, but just in terms of, like, I took the Queen Course like 4 years ago, and I'm wondering if we go back over some of that or if we actually just need to review the course. And then the second thing was there was a pricing thing that I got really confused about like you can price it as a team,
yeah.
And I'm wondering if we could cover that tonight,
yes.
Also.
Actually, we're not going to be covering that tonight. That's on next week's call on June 9th. That's about the facilitators program. This call is just about attending a Queen Salon.
Oh.
So I hope you'll be able to be on that call.
Absolutely. Okay,
yeah.
Now I'm understanding.
And
it
doesn't matter when you have done it. I'll just tell you that. You can still be a facilitator because the training is about holding the space and we have, you know, we train you in that. So you'd be perfectly qualified.
Okay.
But the details we'll talk about on next week.
Okay, and just one last point of clarification. The facilitator holds the space for the group, but the group does not pay the facilitator to run the workshop or to run
right.
the group.
Right. It's by donation.
Okay.
Some people have donations, so some people contribute by donation.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
And I'll try to get on that next call.
Wonderful. Okay. Sharon, if you can hold your question, because we're going to move on just for the time, and then we'll get back to you when there's the next time. Okay. Let's just do this. So
that was actually a great segue question that Catherine just asked. Thanks for
how so, Fiona?
Because asking about, imagining what does the salon actually look like. So if you can imagine that you are, entering a nice, quiet, private space. It could be somebody's beautiful living room, or a meeting space in an apartment complex. Sometimes it's out in a garden if the weather is nice. And you're surrounded by anywhere from half a dozen to a dozen to 20 sister queens who have all taken the workshop. And so basically what it looks like is you all come together at a set time, and there's an introduction to the Circle of Queens, where we go around the circle, we say who we are and our noble qualities, and have a time to connect with each other and also to empty our baskets if we need to do that. And then the facilitator, who is trained, will introduce the topic for the evening. There's always a topic. And she gives a couple of minutes of what the topic is, maybe reminds us what it, what some of the definitions are for that topic. You know, if we're drawing from, from one of the workshop materials, all the topics are drawn from workshop materials. And or from life, but they're all relating back to what it means to be a queen. And she'll give a couple minutes of that and maybe share something from her own personal experience with that topic, and then open it up to the group for discussion. And what's really powerful about salons is that each one of us is a source of wisdom. Each one of us is a source of insight and a source of experience. And so this is quite different from a teaching or a workshop, because it's a mutual conversation and it's a bit more casual. It has a multi-way flow as opposed to a workshop, which is more of somebody being a voice of authority and providing information that everybody kind of responds to. In the salon, everybody is their own source. And so we have a conversation for about an hour. And then at the end, there's a few minutes of closing the circle of queens where we get to reflect back on what we learned that night, what shifted for us, if anything, acknowledging and then appreciating each other, and reconnecting towards the end in our final circle of the queens before we move out into the world again. So there's quite a bit of structure to a salon, but there's also a lot of freedom within a salon for expression, for discovery, and so forth. And what's really lovely is every single salon is magic. Every single one is perfect for exactly what it needs to be for who's in the room. And every single person has an aha moment of some kind, or something shifts for them, whether it's in that moment in the salon or later that evening or the next day. It's really quite remarkable how it works. It's just something I've noticed for the 4 years that I've been doing this. Every single one of them is magic and perfect. Anything you'd like to add, Catherine?
No, it's really true. I've attended a few of them, and I just know at the end it just feels like, oh, thank goodness I was here, just what I needed. And also inspiring. I mean, just I think the energy of like what everyone is doing with the material and what they're doing in their lives and the commitments they're making to being more and more their queen is really, you know, like as each of us grows, it touches everyone else that's there. So they're wonderful and magical, just like you said. Thanks, Fiona.
So we share a couple sample topics?
Yes, yes.
Like
so
to do that?
I'd love to. So Fiona kind of gave you the setting and the space and the what it looks like and what the kind of like what the outline of it is, what the flow of salon is. And when she mentioned that each salon has a topic, what I invite you to do now is just continue imagining that you are at a salon. So we're going to share a couple of these are some topics that have been used at salons. And just begin to think about it. And there's questions in the topic. There's questions about the topic. So just begin to think about it and answer the questions for yourself. You know, maybe you can get some of the benefit of these topics this evening. That's our intent for you. So the first topic that we want to share with you would be a topic, the topic title would be Receiving Receptivity. And then the sort of semi-title is The Feminine Power of Receiving is a Generosity and Inspires More Providing. So that would be, you would receive an email about the topic, and that would be like telling you that that's the topic. And then some thoughts to think about receiving. So this would be just to kind of pull out the conversation at the salon. So I want to talk a little bit about receiving. So receiving and providing, both of those are fundamental to our queenly way of being. When we allow others to contribute to and provide for us, and when we appreciate their contributions, we're practicing the feminine power of receiving. So if you would each just think about, how do you practice receptivity in your life now? Have you seen or have you felt a difference when you were receptive to someone's gift, be it opening the door for you or a home-cooked meal or a compliment Or did you notice a difference when you're not receptive to it, when you're not open to their gifts? So tonight in this salon, let's share about how we practice receiving as a queen and our challenges to being receptive. So one of the things I was thinking about for myself is I notice when I feel rushed, I'm not very good at receiving. And then each person in the salon would take a turn to share about some of the things she notices about herself and being receptive or the feminine power of receiving. And then the facilitator, so I would share some things about my life. Everyone would take a turn and then talking about this topic. And Fiona, would you like to share some things an aha moment that came out of a salon about receiving or receptivity?
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. So this topic was done has been done a few times in salons, and recently one of the aha moments that came out of it for an entire group was actually that as a group, they appreciated the magic of what men provide, because they found that as they were sharing about what men had been providing for them in the group setting of a salon, they discovered that they hadn't really been appreciating what the men in their lives had been providing, because the things they'd been providing were not necessarily what they had wanted or expected or asked for. So they hadn't been receiving them well in that moment. But when they talked about it with a group of sister queens who understood what is receiving, they saw it. They saw how the men were providing. And they actually had a group experience of receiving that in absentia, really. And they suddenly became much more open to the magic of the men providing for them and their queens receiving for that. And it was a huge shift that happened for every woman in the group that night.
Could you tell them about like what one woman had shared about something that her husband had provided and she didn't think of?
Yes, he had cleaned the house while she was away for the weekend without her asking. And when she came back, it was sort of unexpected, and she saw in hindsight that she hadn't really received that as beautifully and graciously as she could have and as she would have wanted to. And she was still, you know, stretching her queenly wings and learning what that feels like to be a queen. So then she saw it quite clearly in the salon.
Thanks, Fiona.
Thank you.
So that would be like one possible topic, and here's another one. And again, I just invite you to, you know, to envision that you're at a salon, and how can you expand your queen from thinking about this topic. So another possible topic would be the queen at work. Grounded in the feminine and still getting the job done, being a queen at work. So work can be one of the most challenging, places to be our queenly best selves. So how can we consciously manifest and maintain our noble qualities in the workplace? Empower our work realm, so the people who we work with, how can we empower them in a queenly way and still be productive and efficient? So in this salon, let's share the ways that we balance the feminine and the masculine at work. How has being a queen at work expanded the way you do your job? Or what challenges has it brought? So some things to think about might include boundaries with coworkers, filling our tanks on the job, and also transition time, how to transition after the workday is done. So those would be some of the things that we would discuss. Fiona, could you talk about an aha moment that someone had from that?
Yes, I led this a couple of years back and had a wonderful, very practical aha moment that came out of it for all of us in that particular evening, was to have one or more items in the workspace that speak directly to each of our noble qualities. In order to keep us grounded and mindful of our queenliness. And so for me, what I ended up doing is, for me, Hawaii is a very grounding place, and it actually speaks to all five of my qualities at once, so I get a supercharge out of Hawaii. And I took a calendar, a 12-month wall calendar, cut out the pictures of Hawaii from it, and put them on the, you know, in my cubicle. So every time I look at them, I have that moment of, ah, this is who I really am. And what's really fun is my boss, who's a guy, knows I have them in my cubicle. So when he's stressed out, he comes by and stares at them for about 5 minutes just to get himself grounded and, you know, serene and centered again. So I see that as my queenliness kind of rippling out into the workplace too.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Fiona.
Welcome.
Yeah, so those are some samples of how it might be at a salon. And then you'd go around the circle and everyone would have a chance to share about those things and just learning from each other and expanding. And, you know, when someone has, like, let's say the woman was talking about you know, her husband cleaning her house, and probably the other women were going like, oh, how wonderful. And she's like, oh, wow, it is wonderful. So just learning from each other's experiences, it's really a major part of the salons.
Shall we hear from a couple other ladies?
Yes.
So we invited three lovely ladies who have been to salons. We thought it might be fun and very meaningful to hear from them, because you're not just hearing from us, but people who've actually been to salons as participants. So let's see. Diane, are you here? I think you are. Diane, are you there?
Yes, I just took myself off mute on my end. Can you hear me?
We can.
Terrific.
So if you could take just a couple minutes and share with us what it's been like for you.
Okay. First of all, let me introduce myself. My name is Diane. I support accounting software, so very masculine energy job. And I'm about year three on my PAX journey. I started my first workshop almost exactly 3 years ago. And right after I took the Queen workshop, it was one of my favorite workshops. I just loved it, and I loved the feeling I had, and was very excited to hear that there was such a thing as a queen salon. Because as we know, very often you'll do a workshop or attend an event and you have the most incredible feeling when you leave, and then life happens and it dissipates over time. And then it was a few weeks later, it's, wait, do I even remember being there? And for me, the beauty of the queen salons is the ability to keep that process going. It's my fuel. It's my way to remind myself what exactly it is to be a queen, to hear from other queens. One of the things Catherine just said about learning from others, the amazing thing is my biggest ahas are usually from things other queen sisters tell me. They'll share an experience, and it will give me a way to see things that I hadn't seen them before. But just the energy of the room, it's really hard to explain, other than if you have done the Queen workshop, what it felt like to be in that room. That's what it feels like to be in a Queen salon. It really is a sacred space, and it's magical. And if nothing else, even if there's nothing I want to share, just to be able to bask in that energy is for me. And when I have to miss one because I have another obligation, I get really pissed off. It's like, no, I need my Queen salon. They've just been really, really, really valuable to me. And so, like I said, it sort of keeps the energy of the queen workshop going. It helps me remember my queen when life sometimes, maybe I don't remember it as well otherwise. And so I think that's that really expresses it. It's just we have such a rare opportunity with the queen salons to continue this work in a way that many other things don't. Like I said, you go one time, you experience, you enjoy it, then look, that's it. So we're very, very fortunate that Fiona has created this incredible space for us.
Thank you, Diane. We love having you too. So thank you so much, Diane.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm glad to contribute.
Absolutely. So I'm going to put you on mute. And Christy, I think you are here.
I am here. Can you hear me?
We can.
Okay, wonderful. I'm Christy, the Queen of Love and Beauty. And I took the Queen workshop with Catherine 3 years ago. And it was like right after that, I was faced with a choice to leave my job or to stay. And so because of the Queen workshops and the people, the fellow Queens that I was meeting there, I realized I could not keep my tank full if I continued to be on that job. And that led to the decision to start my own business, which is I'm a dating and relationship coach. So that's a very feminine kind of job. And the continual, as Diane said, there's a continual conversation. But for me, it's more than that. It's also sometimes the people from PML are leading it, and they're learning new things that they're sharing with us. So it's there with what they're presenting, and also the creative expression from other queens. And just knowing that you're going there, and it is like Diane said, also a sacred space. And it's also the boundaries that are so clear. They're clearly laid out. And so that actually creates more freedom, because you know that what you say is going to be honored, and you're going to be able to hear somebody else without interruption. And so there is this energy, as Diane said, of just like a beauty in the energy and a beauty of the serenity. Like what I feel when I leave is really the serenity and the joy. So it's kind of like, for me, it's been a shot in the arm of joy when I go there. And just knowing that it's going to continue to be there, and the keeping that community alive and getting to know each other. I think it's the continual thing of accountability as well, because it's not like masculine accountability, but it's that kind of feminine, organic accountability where there's a support system, and you can always call each other outside of the salons as well.
Thank you so much.
That's
Christy.
My tea. Yeah. My pleasure.
It's lovely having you on this call.
It's lovely being here.
Thank you. So I'm going to go ahead and mute you, Christy.
Okay.
All right. So I think, Catherine, would you like to share with the ladies how they can participate in a salon?
So some of the ways to participate with the salon are, first of all, by attending them, just coming to them. Also, there is a facilitator, but there's also, you could be a hostess, which means you would offer your home or a meeting room in your office, or, a meeting room maybe if you have an apartment complex that has a meeting room, so you would offer that. You can help with outreach, which means there's emails that are sent out with reminders about the salon and what the topics are coming up, or helping with social events. And now we're doing some meetups too. You could participate too by bringing food. Some people like girls like to snack. So they can be, it can be just simple foods. Some salons, it's a main part of their gathering is a nice meal before or after. And then the last way to participate would be, facilitating, which we'll be talking about on a call next week, next Monday. But if there isn't a salon in your area, that would be being a facilitator. Or if there is a salon in your area, some salons, they have, and this would answer a little bit what Catherine was asking too, like there's some salons that have just one facilitator, but there's many salons that have more than one facilitator. So you can be part of a team of facilitators. And, you would take different turns, either leading the salon, facilitating the salon, or different roles during the salon. So those are some of the ways. Any other things you wanted to add to that, Fiona?
No, I think that was great.
Okay. Okay.
Let's see, what I will do, though, is just offer three calls of action, which Catherine actually just alluded to a little bit. So one of them is to go ahead and we invite you to attend a salon. And how you can find them is to go on the website, which is queensalons.net. It's one word, queen.
And there's an S on salon. It's all,
yes.
It's plural, salons.
Yes, queensalons, plural, .net. And on there you'll see all the different locations, and you'll also see the photos and little bios of the facilitators and everybody who's on there. You can also send us an email. There's a contact tab on the website, and you can send us a note and let us know if you want to be put in touch with a salon and you're not able to do that. Also, you can attend social gatherings. A lot of the salons have social gatherings, whether they're parties or open houses or other types of events where the queens will get together and they're building a queen community within their local area. So that's another way you can attend. Also, if you go on the website and you see that there is not a salon in your area, then we invite you to consider starting one. And that includes facilitating, actually being the facilitator for the salon, or hostessing, or helping with outreach, like with doing the email invitations. So if you'd like to know more about what that looks like, starting and leading one in your area, we invite you to join the call next Monday, same time, same channel. You need to register for it separately because it's a different PIN number and so forth. But on that call, we'll talk a lot more about what's involved with actually starting and leading a salon and the type of support that we provide for that and how you can be in partnership with that with other sister queens. Also, when you go on the website, you will see a little window will pop up after a few moments that will invite you to provide your name and your location, because providing your city and state or country really helps us, too, to help you to connect with your sister queens in your area. And then finally, these calls tonight and next week will be recorded. So we invite you to share the recordings with your queen friends. Let them know what salons are about and, you know, what they can do to contribute to the queen community as well. Anything you'd like to add, Catherine?
No, I think that's good. I think, shall we open it up for questions?
Absolutely.
And let's start with Sharon, because Sharon, you have the mic, and if anyone else has a question, if you would push one on your keypad.
Mm-hmm. I live about 4 hours from Washington, D.C. That's one way. And so I suspect that there's one or more there. But that would be pretty big hike. And I'm wondering if anyone has done that, like been on a conference call with the queens.
What do you mean been on the conference call? I'm not sure.
Well, so that maybe instead of me driving to the meeting, that maybe I could be on a conference call so I could hear.
Oh,
what...
I see. Like you would like phone in to the meeting?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. I mean, part of the beauty of these salons is that it's real time. It's up close and personal. But I don't know, Fiona, has that ever happened?
So I'm very glad you asked that question, Sharon, because it is a question that has come up in the past. And so one of the things that was a conscious decision amongst all the facilitators was that the salons. It's very important for the salons to be a safe space and a sacred space. And when you're in one, it becomes so clear what that means and what that looks like and what it feels like. And so part of that is that it's important that everybody be physically present in the salon. And the salons are not recorded. That's part of the confidentiality of a salon.
Okay.
And so salons themselves are in person. But something we have talked about is, the possibilities of doing something like a conference call for a salon and what that might look like. We haven't developed that yet, but it, you know, it sounds like there may be a need or a desire for something like that in the future. And maybe it could be done on Skype, you know, so that people can see each other or something. It's something we have to think about and to develop more. And if you have some thoughts about it, we're certainly welcome. You're welcome to share those. We'd love to hear them.
Thank you.
Yeah, just send us an email about it.
Okay.
Thanks, Sharon.
Welcome.
Other questions? Just push one on your keypad. Or comments,
like,
too.
Pardon?
Comments are welcome, too.
Comments or, yes, comments or questions. We'd love to hear from you. This is, we have a couple minutes in here that's just for you and your questions.
Mm-hmm.
We invite your participation. There's Layla. Layla, you have the mic.
Hi, beautiful.
Hi, gorgeous.
Hi, Layla.
I'm so happy that this is happening. I'm so happy that this is happening. And I guess because I'm not anywhere where there are a lot of PAX women, I'm kind of seconding the motion for, you know, a telesalon. but mostly I just wanted to comment and just thank both of you, Fiona and Catherine, and just, you know, just for the beautiful space that you're holding, and that I can really feel the, you know, the cauldron of your inquiry and your cultivation of this to become, you know, a beautiful space for us to be inside of. And so I just mostly wanted to just say thank you.
Thank you, Layla.
Thank you.
You know, Layla, you've just inspired something for me to share with the group here tonight. It, because I know you personally, and I know that you travel a lot. And
yeah.
So, yeah, and so one of the things I wanted to offer also is that when you're traveling, you can always check on the website. There's a calendar, and it shows who's holding a salon and where and when. And as you're traveling, you can always attend a salon wherever you are if there's one happening, because the salons are open. They're not like a closed community where only the women who've been in that salon can be there. It's open to anybody.
So good.
Anybody who's a queen who wants to come is more than welcome to come. And they can come.
So good.
Yeah, and they can come as often as they wish or as little as they can, you know, whatever makes sense for a particular woman. You know, some women come once and they've gotten what they needed and they leave. Some women come all the time because they love being in that environment, because, you know, attending a salon, for a lot of women, it's like a retreat from the stresses of daily life, and they know that when they go into this space of queenliness, they can just be and they can breathe, and it's an oasis, you know. So it's as much or as little as you want, and you can come and go as you please, you know, with the different groups. And you're all very welcome to attend a salon wherever you are at.
Oh, that is so awesome to hear. I am just thrilled because, you know, I do, like, go through the Bay Area and I go through Portland and I'm down in San Diego. And so, oh, that's just so good to hear. Thank you so much. I didn't really get that from before, so thank you. I'm so glad I wanted to call to thank you so I could get even more overjoyed.
Thank you so much for asking the question, Layla, because I wouldn't have thought to say that unless you had asked it. So,
yay! Awesome.
Magic in motion.
Yes. Perfect. Thank you.
Thanks, Layla.
And, you know, I want to mention, too, that part of keeping it safe and sacred is, yes, you're welcome to come, and you can. I would probably recommend being on their on their mailing list so you can respond, right, Fiona? Like they should.
Well, if somebody is traveling and like if you're going somewhere, let's say San Diego, and you see on the website calendar that there's a salon happening,
they could
then,
contact them.
Yeah, send a note to the contact person to let them know that you'd like to come, because every salon an email is sent out, an invitation is sent out a week ahead of time requesting RSVPs, because the facilitator always needs to know who's coming and how many people are coming so she can plan the space and make sure there's enough chairs. So if you just send them a note and say, hi, I saw you were having a salon, I'm so excited, I want to come, and just let them know, and they will be more than happy to have you there. They'll also send you the address, because the address is not made public. That's part of creating a safe space.
Well, I think we'll
we have one more hand up. Did you see that?
Jocelyn.
Do we have time for one more?
Well, I'd like to end on time, so I think we should just do the closing. What do you think?
I think let's have Jocelyn on real quick.
Okay.
Yeah.
It can just be a minute, Jocelyn, because we still have
to
close.
I'll be very quick because
thanks,
I want to say.
Hi, Jocelyn.
Sure. Hello, darlings. I just wanted to say, as somebody who has traveled a lot and been itinerant, that I really found a lot of nourishment from attending salons in different areas. I love being able to walk into a room anywhere in the country and be at home with my sisters. So anybody who has that opportunity, each one is so different, each area. It feels so different, and it's all so sweet and so beautiful. I encourage you to do that if you can.
Thank you, Jocelyn.
Thanks, Jocelyn.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, so as you've heard from some of the women who attend regularly the salons, and from from Fiona and myself, that this is really a sacred community of queens, and it's an oasis, it's a retreat, it's a place to get rebooted and re-energized as a queen that you are. And also, to be reminded that, there are places where true collaboration and partnership are possible. You really feel that. Like, you know what? This can happen in the world. If it can happen here, it can happen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's they're wonderful reminders of that. And just in closing, we want to thank you again for being on this call with us, for your interest in the Queen Salons. And you'll be receiving a follow-up email with the dates of the June salons and the open houses and the link for the June 9th, which is the facilitator call, and also a link for the recording of this call. So we'll be sending you a follow-up email about that. And if you have any further questions, please do email us at queensalons.net, and you click on the contact tab. And just again, thank you so much for your time and being on this call. And as I mentioned at the beginning, we just really hope that there's something that opened up for you on this call, that you do have a sense of the salon and perhaps a new insight into yourself as a queen. We wish that you're more grounded and balanced, and that however your queen's journey is going, that each day of your taking 10 to implement the queen in your daily life, that it's blessed and that it's filled with all the goodness and all the energy of your unique noble qualities, your beautiful essence of the queen that you are. We really appreciate your time and being with us. We wish you all a royal rest of your evening. And we're going to open the mic up just once more so everyone can say good night. And then really just again, thank you so much for being with us. Oops.
Yes, thank you very much, everybody. It's been a real pleasure having you here and allowing us to contribute to you.
So we're going to open the mics, I think.
Can I do that?
You do it, Fiona. Maybe you can.
There we go. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, darling.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
everyone.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye.
Thank you.
Good night.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha. Bye.
Mahalo.
Mahalo inui. Aloha. Into the sunset.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome. You're welcome.